You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. After Milwaukee saw record numbers of homicides 3 years in a row, murders have been trending down in the city over the past 2 years.
Evan Casey has a look behind the effort to keep those numbers down in the city.
How you doing, brother? Can I give you one of these?
Stephen Hopkins and Jose Malave are out on Milwaukee's north side on a windy spring day, handing out brochures for victims of violence. Just weeks earlier, a 16-year-old and a 27-year-old were shot and killed in a nearby park.
And this is typical this time of year. We get super busy. As you know, when the weather changes,
sun's out, guns out.
The two men are with the city's critical response team. After several bad years, they're seeing some progress. Even after the recent incident, Hopkins says non-fatal shootings are still down in the city compared to last year.
We want to keep that momentum going. Even though we know that it may spike in spring and summer, we just want to keep that momentum going.
Like many larger cities, homicides spiked in Milwaukee during the pandemic. In 2022, 214 people lost their lives to homicide. That was the highest number ever recorded in the city. But there were 172 homicides in 2023. Last year, it went down again to 132. That's still above pre-pandemic numbers. But activists and officials say they're encouraged by the declines. Now, they hope to build on that progress.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon.
Days after the start of the new year in 2023, community organizers gathered to call for peace after yet another deadly year. Now, over 2 years later, many of those same leaders are meeting again, this time to talk about what's working. David Muhammad, Milwaukee County's Deputy Director for the Department of Health and Human Services, is running the meeting at Turner Hall in downtown Milwaukee. He says the decline is an encouraging trend.
This is happening at a time where there are less police, limited budgets, challenges in the school district. So the perfect storm of negativity is still happening, but the positive decisions are also being made by people in the community.
Leaders in the community have pointed to violence prevention initiatives, like the critical response team, as one of the factors behind the decline. Karen Tyler of the city's Office of Community Wellness and Safety says members of that team work to mediate conflicts between gangs.
There may be a homicide, and then we're trying to get ahead to make sure people don't retaliate against that person, and then, you know, the violence continues.
Jose Malave is a former gang member. He works with the team now because he says he wants to save lives.
You know, I'm tired of seeing all the youth killing each other every day, going to jail, going in and out of jail. So, you know, I wanted to make an impact on my community.
Another violence prevention effort is 414 Life. Reggie Moore is the director of violence prevention policy and engagement at the Medical College of Wisconsin, and he works with that team. He says members worked in a, quote, priority neighborhood last year and saw a decline in both homicides and shootings.
Not just building relationships with business owners and residents, but also the young people hanging out on the corner or the adults hanging out on the corner or individuals, again, who are known, you know, to be involved in things that could lead to violence in their lives.
Although homicides are down in Milwaukee, they still haven't gone down to pre-pandemic levels. And as of this week, the city has had two fewer homicides in 2025 than it had at this time last year. Community activists like Tracy Dent saying there's more work that needs to be done.
As a violence is a constant, the solution also has to stay as a constant. Even though sometimes you need to go back and reevaluate what works, what doesn't work, it still has to continue.
Moore says a 2017 city plan aimed at addressing violence in the city needs to be updated. He called that the city's, quote, North Star to address the issue. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.